but sometimes they had apple and mm-hmm. pineapple and lemon and orange and about everything you think of.
I like orange the best. One thing this is not about this, but I was wondering if, do you know of any histories that have been written of Johnson County or of Laurel Bloomery?
Yeah.
They have written some about it?
They're not in print. They're uh-huh. not a book, uh-huh. would be the one. But in that little table drawer over there, I have a history that a girl in Mountain City got up of the county.
Uh-huh.
And then I have one that I got up of Laura Bloomery.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Well, sometime, maybe like tonight before I go to bed, when I'm just, I like to read in bed.
Well,
I've always liked to do it. Would you mind if I looked over those?
Sure, that's what I have them for.
Okay. I'd love to see them.
If you could stay a month, I could show you something different
every day
that you would love to read.
I'm just so interested, you know, and all. It's just so, it's so pretty up here, for one thing. It's just so beautiful, just driving down to the church. It's just...
I knew you would like it up there.
Just loved it.
And right above there now is an old mill with mm-hmm. a big old wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I started asking Maxine if they drove on up there and let you see it.
If tomorrow, if you feel like it, and I do, and if I have my camera, and I'll look and see if I have my camera, could we stop and let me make a picture of the church, and then let me make a picture of that mill, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of that? Okay, good. On here, now, back to this, the part of a tree that's underneath the ground is called...
Root.
Mm-hmm. Now, the kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
Sugar maple.
And what do you call a place where a bunch of sugar maples are growing?
Oh, a sugar orchard.
Mm.
Now that's why this place out here where I taught 18 years is called Sugar Creek.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh, and it was a gentry that had a big sugar orchard out there
uh-huh.
years ago. That's why it's called Sugar Creek.
Uh-huh. And it was a gentry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Now, along the lines of trees, what kinds of shade trees would you have around here?
Along the lines of...
Trees? What kind of shade trees?
Most of them are sugar maples and the cutleaf maple and the oak and poplar.
Mm-hmm. What about sycamore?
We don't have many sycamores.
Uh-huh.
There's only a few sycamores along the creeks.
Uh-huh.
They require damp soil.
Oh, they have to have mm-hmm. damp soil.
Yeah. There's very few sycamores in the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, do they have, how about cherry trees?
Well, cherry trees are a short life thing here.
Oh.
You, put out your cherry orchard and you get about three crops and then they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way with peach trees. The life of peach tree in this country is only about 2 years.
Mm. That's not much.
No.
But now apple trees do
apple
better.
Trees will grow from 30 to 40 years
uh-huh.
and bear that way.
There's a type of shrub that is between a tree and a bush. It's not as big as a tree, but bigger than a bush, and it grows along fences a lot of times, and it has a berry on it, and people say that that I've heard that they used to use it for tanning leather. You know what that would be?
Yeah, I know what that is if I can think now. But, oh, what is that thing? Oh, and I'm running that tape right on.
Well, that doesn't matter. That's what it's for.